we have to be careful about where the population grows, and we also have to realize the value of having agriculture here in our state, because if our state is covered with red tile roofs, there's no flexibility in the water budgets. We can't go to the farmer and say, hey, I'll pay you not to farm and divert that water to Phoenix or Tucson. So there's a balance that needs to be achieved. 1 foot of elevation in Lake Mead is equal to about 100,000 acre feet of water. Everybody can do their part, that there is room in everybody's water budget, as we say, to cut back, to conserve, to be a little bit more efficient in your water use. The cost of desalinated water is twice what the cost of other surface water supplies are. So it's a big increase in the cost of water. We've had the Yuma desalination plant, which is just outside of the city of Yuma. That's a 25-year-old plant built by the Bureau of Reclamation. Currently mothballed, but could be restarted and generate water. In 1980, we passed the Groundwater Management Act. And what we did is we said, you know what? We're going to save our groundwater, this non-renewable supply, for the drought periods that are sure to come in a desert. And we're going to put all the emphasis on using surface water and reclaimed water. We've got over 3 million acre feet has been stored underground in aquifers.
Those were all sound bites from an interview we had here at Rosie on the House with Rita McGuire. You can find that entire hour at our water resource page right now, our blog that you got in your weekly newsletter, links to that. I'm going to say that page is only about a D grade right now because we have so much information. And instead of creating a new blog during the entire month of August, we're talking about water, we're just going to add to that. So by the end of the month, that article is going to be packed with resources, all those interviews that you've heard from different experts, and it'll be the one-stop shop for water information. And you had mentioned pools as we were going to the last one. So that we're not going to have time to get into it, but that was one thing I wanted to talk about today. Is it responsible to have pools, lawns, misting systems like that in Arizona? And people high center on physical water use. They see the water getting used, so they think it's being wasted, where, you know, they don't think about all the other activities they did that day that took water or maybe would have wasted water, like Stephanie's clip earlier. Mm-hmm. Food waste is water waste. So specifically on pools real quick, the Association of Pool Industry says there's 612,000 pools in Arizona. The pool average is 13,000 gallons. That's 7.9 billion gallons of water. What is 8.7. So 8 billion gallons. What is 8 billion gallons? What does that equal? 24 acre feet of water. What is 24 acre feet of water? Less than 2% of what comes down the CAP canal every year. And I was trying to do the math on it earlier, and I'm even on CAP's website, and they have conflicting information. One says they can fill an Olympic swimming pool in 23 seconds. The other one says 3 seconds when they're pumping out of Mark Wilmer. So depending on which one of those numbers you could take, in less than 10 hours, CAP could fill every pool in Arizona. Mm-hmm. I mean, that 10 hours.
Wow.
Right, before you go to bed tonight, they could fill every pool. So
we've got water in the
big
state.
And to take it even on a global perspective, they say only 2% of water is fresh and only 1% of that is easily accessible. So if 1% is the global supply and we're using billions of gallons a year in Arizona, 1% is a lot.
Yeah. That's right.
That's 1% doesn't sound good, but we're talking about a volume number you can't even pronounce the number for.
You know how serious farmers about managing their water. Years ago, my dad took what already existed, actually worked with. He got the idea from the Layton farming family in Queen Creek and developed and ended up patenting a weir that's used for measurement, because farmers want to make sure that the water that was sent to them and allotted, that they get what they were allotted.
Yeah.
And so it's key to measure. And Chris Johnson, who has the Well Energy Testing Consultancy Company, still to this day uses the weir that Dad developed decades ago. So we're serious about our water in agriculture.
We are. And one of the points I think I want to make, especially about just the water resiliency of Arizona, because we've talked about that a lot today. You know, we're not in a crisis. You don't have to worry about turning off your taps or having Cape Town type quotas today, tomorrow. that really comes on the backs of agriculture. And we alluded to it in that clip that opened this segment, in that farming allows us to have that flexibility. And so a lot of the pain that is felt when we are in these drought shortage situations is felt by our farmers. And that's part of the reason that they have invested so much of their money, so much of their resources into these water-saving technologies and methodologies, is because they know they are the margin for water use in Arizona. And so when you as a person in a residential area know that you can be safe and secure in your water supply,
it's because
think a farmer.
It's the farmer.
And be thankful you're not in Dubai. They only get 4 inches of rainfall. It has to import 80% of its food. Can you imagine what our cost of food would be if we were importing 80%?
And the instability of supply
And you see how extravagant Dubai looks?
And they're doing a new form of cloud seeding. They're using drones with lasers to shock molecules out of the air. This sounds like something Dr. Evil invented, but it's serious. This is out of Forbes magazine. It's a gentleman by the name of Cohen, Ariel Cohen, who is a weather reporter for the Middle East and Europe. We'll have the link on our water page. Dubai using laser drones to shock rainwater out of the sky. I don't see us having to go to that extreme anytime soon in Arizona.
But I think we'd try it.
We would try it. Thank you, Romy.